guys! Thanks for popping in the stream early! I'm gonna get started in just a few seconds, just gonna wait for everyone else to get here. Hi, Steven! Greetings from Holland! Wow! Back at you! So glad you could join! Alright, it's time! Hi everyone, I'm Lilith Heron, and I'm coming to you live from the world-famous Marcus Manor. I've gained exclusive access to the property thanks to my wonderful sponsor, LSI, for an all-night, one-woman investigation. I am so scared, guys. I'll be streaming from now until either morning or until the police arrest me for B&E, whichever comes first. If you're one of my longtime fans, thank you so, so, so much for joining me on this adventure. And if you're newer to my podcast, then you picked a great time to start listening. This is Ghost Hunt, and I visit the best of the worst, truly dangerous and haunted sites. I'm an empath, so I feel things much more deeply than most people, and my abilities allow me to, at times, catch glimpses of the past, or force spirits to appear or manifest in some way. But enough about me. You're here for the infamous Marcus Manor and whatever remains here. So, without further ado, let's try this door. Mm-hmm. I was hoping it'd be warmer stepping inside, but unfortunately, it's just as chilly in here as it was out there. At least it's dry, though. Gosh, I wish you guys could see this place. It feels so old, and you can tell no one's moved anything in here for decades. Some of you more spooky nerds might remember that the Marcus Manor was the site of a shocking scene in the 1960s. Everyone knows that the 60s was a time of swinging parties, scandals, drugs, and rock and roll, but Jermaine Marcus took it even further. His home on the outskirts of the city was infamous for satanic orgies, the likes of which were never seen before or since. Rumor has it that people from the highest levels of society participated in strange rites at which there was actual human sacrifice. Can you even imagine? Of course, this could all just be that, rumor. But what isn't rumor is that on July 5th, 1968, the maid, who I imagine was used to cleaning up some truly epic messes, found something she was not prepared for. There were corpses, three of them, right here. Oh, right here in this foyer where I am now standing. They were nude, and they had obviously been tied up and brutally stabbed. She ran to her car to drive the 10 miles back to town immediately to get the police, so she didn't even see the other ghastly sights elsewhere in the manor. Don't worry, though. Every horrible act will be a stop on tonight's tour. Let's keep going. Wow. Oh, this house is amazing. All right, through here is the dining room, where something a little different was on the menu. A woman, later identified as 23-year-old Pamela Stamford, was bent over the table. Her hands had been bound, and while she wasn't moving when she was found, she was still quite alive. She was completely nude, and while it was quite clear that she had been part of some very rough sex, she insisted that she hadn't been raped. In fact, she said her partner wasn't even human, but the spirit of lust that had been summoned earlier that night. She was evaluated in a psychiatric hospital, but later determined to have had no part in the murders, and she was released. feeling something here. Did you guys hear that? Oh, it's still here. That same spirit, I'm sure. Oh, I'm feeling it quite clearly exerting some pressure on my... my chest. And its touch is really very... stimulating. Okay, let me try to describe what I'm feeling here. It's like... It's like a pair of firm and skilled hands are attempting to arouse me. I'm getting a lot of sensations on the small of my back, and what feels like very insistent kissing on my neck. And hands putting some gentle pressure on my breasts and teasing my nipples very effectively. It's gone. Maybe I'll find it again further in the house. Let's see. Need to catch my breath a little. This is the library, where many of the occult texts were stored. I'm told it was the best collection, the best satanic collection, and left-handed works this side of the Atlantic. Wow, it's actually quite surprising. There are quite a few books still here, and the room is in very good condition, if a bit dusty. Oh, goodness. I feel a lot of fear still here. This is where one of the bodies was found. Andrea Wilkins, just barely 18, was found nude and clearly strangled. What was less clear was how. There was nothing that could have been used to make the marks around her neck, and they were clearly not made by hands. Her expression, one of ecstasy, indicating when she died, she was experiencing extreme pleasure. I'm feeling something. It's getting a little hard to breathe. The force is back on my breasts and... The entity seems to be slightly choking me, and it's not something I've felt before. Oh, this is... It's quite nice, actually. I'm being caressed all over my torso now. Particular attention is being paid to my nipples. They are as hard as diamonds, and now I'm feeling something like a gentle finger or tongue. Definitely. It's a tongue on my clitoris, and now the pressures are turning to my neck. Harsher than before. I can't.
It had me. It had me completely helpless. I've never felt like this. Oh God, I'm afraid. Okay, I'm terrified. But I'm also, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am more excited than I've ever been. This is, oh God, I'm getting a rush from this. I don't know if I should stay. This place is definitely not safe. Oh, I think that is the most physical contact I have ever felt from anything supernatural on one of these tours. Oh my God. Oh. I'm sorry, if there was any knocking, I had to put my mic down for a second. I dropped it. Well, it's definitely gone now. Oh, I'm feeling better. Breathing fine. Oh, I'm a little bit embarrassed to my own reaction to those feelings and experiences. Being an empath, I should expect residual experiences like that, but I've never experienced anything so powerful or erotic before. Oh. I'm a professional. I'm going to keep going. Oh. Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm in the ballroom now. This place is beautiful. Unfortunately, this is where the worst of the horrors were said to have taken place. I don't know what to expect, but I've brought some sage for protection, as well as some holy water that I, liberated from a local Catholic church. The room itself is magnificent. Hardwood floors and, wow, very explicit carvings all over the walls. There are lounges and chairs of every shape and size. All the furniture's bolts are hooks for chains and, some have manacles on them. On the floor, I can see some surviving lengths of silk rope and handcuffs. I'm getting a feeling here of pleasure. Not really surprising, but also some fear and, oh, a great deal of anger. Oh, I'm feeling like whatever is here is very angry at me. I think burning some sage will help improve the atmosphere a bit. There we go. Yes. With this, I should be able to purify at least the immediate area and... Oh God. I'm feeling the spirit. It's not getting weaker, but it's getting stronger. That wasn't... I'm not the one in control here. It's got my wrists and it's lifting me.
I'm now restrained. trying. Oh. Oh. Fondling my breasts and nipples and eyes. Simultaneously, I feel something smooth and hard sliding along my thigh. It's, fuck, it's nice. It's been so long, I don't. Is being roughly torn from me. I'm not. It hurt. It's like I can feel hands pushing my legs open, and I can't do anything to stop them. God, no, no, please, please, please don't.
It just released me. It had pushed me to the floor. I'm sorry. I don't know how much of that you could hear. I feel very used and dirty. Oh, like I'll never be clean again. And I feel really good. Satisfied. Deeply and completely. I don't know if I'm gonna get out of here. I'm afraid. But I want more. I need more. I need more. Oh God! Oh, God.